Hey everybody, welcome back to Leading on the Front Lines podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hornacek, back again this week for another episode of trying to help navigate challenges that you might experience as a leader in business. So today we're going to be discussing, and we've touched on this before in the past, but I think it's important to kind of get in the swing of things with nicer weather rolling around. Typically there's more some new hires and things going on, and I think this is a good thing to touch on again, and that is the importance of authenticity in leadership. Specifically, we're going to more so explore how being true to yourself can positively impact your relationships with your employees, enhance your effectiveness as a leader. So it's easy to fall into the trap of trying to kind of conform into a certain leadership style or a persona. I think that we may think is more effective than you know what we could be by just being ourselves. I think we read books, we go through trainings, things like that, and we kind of like just grasp on to this single identity of what a leader should be. And I don't know that that's the best way that, you know, the best thing to do, especially when you're trying to, you know, overall breed trust and creating foundations with your employees. You know, when you're true to yourself, as far as, you know, implementing these leadership styles, you're really going to, your employees can really see that your genuine intentions as far as you as a leader, and they're likely to trust and respect you more. So really, what does that mean though? What does it mean to be yourself in a leadership role? And it means embracing your unique qualities. We're all kind of interesting folks. We all have quirks. We're all different, typically speaking, than others. And it's important to embrace those, your values, your strengths, and bring all of these things to the table. And authentic leaders are very self-aware and understand their own limitations, as well as their areas of expertise. And that's something that I think is important. Like I mentioned, if you're going to a training and you're really trying to grasp onto this piece of leadership that you just learned and just were trained in, that's not an area of expertise. You haven't tested it. You haven't really seen if it works for you. There's a lot of things that, you know, a lot of trainings I've gone through where the concepts of like what they're trying to show and whatnot is really cool, and I really think it's something that is beneficial, but I just suck at it, and so I don't really utilize that tool in my toolbox very often. And you know, by doing these, you're going to create an environment where your employees ultimately feel safe to be themselves and contribute their best work. It's kind of like one of those things where you notice when someone's kind of, I don't want to say hiding something, because that might not be the case, but I think it's you get that kind of sixth sense about people when they're not being themselves, and it can make for awkward situations. Because one important aspect is to build those genuine connections with your employees. And you know, when you're showing your vulnerabilities or you're sharing personal experiences, you know, it kind of humanizes you and makes you relatable to your employees. You don't always have to be, you know, this, you know, that kind of like movie picturesque manager or leader where you're this kind of stoic, stern person in this leadership role. You are a human, you know. Sharing your stories of triumphs and failures can really inspire and motivate your employees. You may not even know it. It could just be talking about something that happened over the weekend, or just a past story of something that happened when you were younger. And, you know, you're showing them that success is achievable, but also that it's okay to screw up along the way. Or, you know, it's okay to fail and fall on your face and get back up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. You know, and this leads into open and honest communication, and it encourages kind of that feedback, because, you know, that natural kind of dialogue when you're with people, you know, it's just kind of more comfortable. And you're, by doing so, just sharing these experiences and whatnot, you're creating that culture where employees feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and ideas. it's kind of interesting if you think about it, because it's just a simple conversation about what happened over the weekend can do this for you. Again, it doesn't have to be this like this. I use the word stoic, but it doesn't have to be this like, you know, big thing with being a leader. It's just simply having an honest conversation or a human conversation with your people. And, you know, I think that's pretty cool. And it's really going to allow you to, as the leader, be open and share different perspectives, you know, and you as yourself can almost help create a sense of belonging with your team. You know, it's kind of like a head coach in a football team. You know, it's weird concept to think about, but it's their house, right? It's your employees' house, and you're kind of like mom or dad. And, you know, do you want to be the parent that when you show up, they're like, oh my God, mom and dad's here? Do they want to be like, they want to be afraid of you? Like, that's, if you think about it from that kind of standpoint, you know, what your employees think of you when you enter a room speaks volumes. And of course, they're not going to like openly tell you that they don't like you around, but you kind of, again, get that sense of what's going on when you enter. And having these more human conversations with them helps, I think, generate a positive response. You know, and this is going to have impacts with your employees. You're going to see increases in employee engagement. You're going to see increases in employment productivity, because when employees feel seen and valued for who they are, they're more likely to be engaged in their work and go that extra mile, because you being more authentic with them, they're going to recognize and appreciate the unique strengths that you have, and it's going to also allow you to really realize the contributions of each team member, and it's going to empower them to ultimately excel in their role. And, you know, all this from a simple conversation of being just a human. You know, it's, I've always been a proponent of talking to my employees. I don't want to say like as they're my friends, you know, because typically they're not your friends, so to speak. But again, and I've mentioned this a few times, you're with these people more a lot of times than you're with your family throughout the week, or even with your outside of work friends. And so it's kind of nice to have a more relaxed atmosphere where you can have these types of conversations, talk about what happened over the weekend, get to know one another for who each other are. And a lot of managers are afraid of that because it thinks that they're going to lose kind of that validity as a manager. It's like, you know, if they talk about how they went to go fishing and they forgot their boat in their driveway, they're going to look at that as though if my employees hear that I did that, they're going to look down on me as if I'm an idiot. And they probably will. And hopefully you guys have a relationship where they can bust your balls a little bit about it. But I think it's important to have these conversations and be able to laugh at yourself. Because if you're able to laugh at yourself, how safe is that going to create? How safe of a space is that going to create for your employee to sit there, make a mistake, and go to you about the mistake that they made versus either trying to cover it up or not going to you and making, you know, making a mountain out of a molehill and things like that. So all this from a simple conversation with your employees. So to kind of recap what we're talking about here, you need to remember that being yourself in leadership situations, it's not only important for your own success, but it's also important for the well-being and success of your employees. Authenticity, again, it builds trust, it fosters engagement, and it creates a positive work culture where everyone can thrive. You know, and when I say thrive, it's kind of wrapping all those different things as far as being open with your manager, being open with other employees, creating that collaborative environment. We already talked about kind of creating a more positive culture with everybody involved. And, you know, I think that if you focused on that as kind of a step one in trying to redo a culture, you're going to see, I know we talked about productivity and things like that, but you're going to see a reduction in turnover too. You're going to see an improvement in overall morale if it seems to be low. You're going to see an increase in people wanting to not only do a better job, but maybe even want to promote if that's available. And you're going to really be able to look at your team from, you know, kind of a 30,000 foot view and figure out the future of kind of your operation or your office or whatever you have going on. It creates a lot of exciting things because you can really take this stuff and run with it as far as opening up dialogue and seeing who, you know, your next rock stars are going to be, who needs work, things like that. And I talk about that a lot as far as kind of observing and being able to figure that stuff out. But I think it's a good step one, especially as we're hopefully for most of the country coming out of spring and into some summer weather. I know here in Montana, it's still pretty back and forth from winter to spring. So, but I hope you guys are staying warm. That's really all I've got today. I think that it's a really good stepping stone into, like I said, into the warmer weather. People's moods generally go up. I'm really excited for it. So check us out next week, Leading the Frontlines podcast. Again, Dan Hornacek, I'm your host. Check us out on Instagram, X, and YouTube, Leading on the Front for Instagram and X, Leading the Front, on Instagram and YouTube, Leading the Front on X. So we'd love to see some feedback, guys, and we'll check you out next week.